I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, January 21st. The controversial natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth will continue to operate, even though federal officials admit it should never have been built. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission this week admitted that the facility poses a health and safety risk to the area. However, they say they don't have the power to take it offline. Opponents are vowing to continue their fight against the station. Former Quincy Ward 2 City Councilor Brad Crowell needs a kidney transplant. His wife, Lori, tells the Patriot Ledger that the 42-year-old Crowell has been diagnosed with stage 4 kidney disease and is on the verge of needing dialysis. Anyone interested in learning about the kidney donation process should email quincykidney@gmail.com. Former longtime Quincy Police Detective Sergeant Richard Larrasee has died. Larrasee retired in 1997 after serving 37 years on the department, many of those as the city's liquor inspector. Larrasee was also a Korean War veteran and an avid baseball fan. Visiting hours are today from 4 to 7 at Sweeney Brothers Home for Funerals on Independence Avenue. A funeral will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the funeral home. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, January 21st.